Thank you for calling Southwest Wines. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the tasting room, press 6. For all other departments, press 7. For the operator, press 0.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Southwest Wines, this is Samantha. How may I help you?
Hi, Samantha. Is Serve there?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Can you take a message?
Yeah, but maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there like an office manager, CFO, someone else that handles the business finances? Patroller?
Just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, who are you calling with so that way I can let them know?
Yeah, I'm calling with Cardiff, and that's I'm calling about some past financing you guys did with Wells Fargo.
Okay. What was the company again?
Cardiff, like Cardiff Wales.
Okay. Just a moment.
Okay.
Transferring you to Jamie.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like it was based on some past financing you guys did with Wells Fargo. It looks like for some equipment. And so based off of that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you guys for, it looks like equipment financing and working capital, for about $250,000. So I really just wanted to see if you guys had any upcoming projects where you might need some financing.
We always have upcoming projects. Would you be willing to just send this via email?
Mm-hmm. Can I have
that
your email?
That way I can forward it to everybody. It's jwalsh, W-A-L-S-H,
mm-hmm.
at swwines.com.
swwines.com. So there's like S-W-W-I-N-E-S?
Correct.
Okay. Jwalsh at swwines.com. What did you say your name was? Jamie, right?
Jamie. Mm-hmm.
Is it I-E or A-I?
It's I-E.
Okay. Because I know there's like two different ways of spelling it.
Oh, there's 100 now. They just spell it every way they can.
That is very, very true. So, like, do you think maybe, because I know harvest is probably coming up pretty soon
it's
here.
It's already on us.
Oh, it's already on you guys?
Oh, yeah. We've been harvesting for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
Is this, like, the most exciting time of the year during harvest?
It's definitely the busiest.
The busiest? How do you guys prepare for that? Do you guys have to just bring on a whole lot of extra personnel?
No, not really. We just extend our hours, and the people that are here stay longer hours.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's like they probably like it and hate it at the same time, right? You get overtime, but you have to work extra.
Yeah. I mean, it's a balance. Usually it's just managers that don't get as much time off, but they love it, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you guys, like, how long does the process take, like, once you harvest and once everything, like, comes together? Is that, like to bake one bottle? Like, what is, like, does it take, like, 6 months, 3 months?
It really depends on the wine. I mean, you could bottle a white wine in a couple weeks if you needed to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. I don't really know much about the industry. I just drink it. So sales are going pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you guys doing anything differently this year than last year?
We always do.
Yeah?
I mean, our business is forever changing. We're always doing something new.
That's awesome.
We always have new stuff going on, new projects, new sales strategies, new everything. I mean, it's always new. It's always changing. It's part of the joy of working here.
Yeah, that's probably, like, super exciting to be, like, part of that, right?
Yes, definitely.
Do you guys ship outside New Mexico?
Yeah.
Are you guys all the way in California? That's where I'm at. Just curious.
Yes. Our Soleil Mimosa is over there.
Oh, okay. Are you guys, like, in stores here?
Yes. I don't know which ones. I know that we have a distributor over there, but I'm not sure which stores they deliver to. But we do a pre-mixed mimosa with either orange juice, pineapple juice, pomegranate, mango, like all these different juices with our carbonated wine. And it's like a pre-mixed mimosa, and we sell that in California.
That sounds so bomb. I wish I could find it. I'm gonna look for it when I go to the stores.
it's called Soleil, and it has like a picture of a sun on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll definitely like look for it because that sounds really, really good.
You can order online too. We ship to California.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I didn't know if there was, like, limitations with, like, shipping at all.
No, we have our license to ship there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Do you guys, like, how do you guys, like, get new customers? You use, like, a lot of marketing, digital marketing, print?
Yeah.
Are you guys allowed to do print marketing?
Very, yes, but it has to be consistent with federal law.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And do you guys also, like, distribute to, like, restaurants and things like that?
In New Mexico, we do.
Oh, just in New Mexico?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, I know our New Mexico distributor much better than the rest, but in restaurants here in New Mexico, like, all of our local brands are in there.
Oh, okay. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever order, like, when you go out, do you have it?
Of course.
You have to, right? No.
No, I love it. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So would you say you guys are, like growing right now?
That we're what?
Like, growing?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Are there, like, any obstacles for growth? Like, a lot of competition in the area? Are there a lot of wineries out there in New Mexico?
No, not really.
Oh, really? So you guys are, like, kind of...
Not our size, no.
Oh. How big are you guys?
We're like the big cheese and they're like the crumbs. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
No.
There's a lot of little boutique wineries mm-hmm. here in New Mexico. You know, they're very small, a couple hundred cases a year, something like that, you know?
And you guys are doing like thousands?
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands?
Yes.
So that's probably like a really big advantage over them, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, we're all in it together, and we support them in everything that they do. There's some really good people down here in the wine industry.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a community. It's not like necessarily like a cutthroat competition.
No, not at all. It's definitely much more of a community.
That's awesome. Do you know if like there's like a specific time of year where you guys like evaluate like equipment or capital needs at all?
You know, we do all the time. It really depends on what our projects are, whether it's the equipment for the farm, equipment for the winery, equipment for, you know, different mm-hmm. projects. I mean, it's always changing, and we're always looking at stuff like that.
Yeah, and probably just want, like, the best equipment, right, since it's, like, pretty, probably, like, a lot of competition in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys take on any, like, new capital, like, or equipment this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. I guess it's been really interesting talking to you. I'll go ahead and send you this email here. And then,
okay. Yeah,
if you guys have any needs, you'll have my information on file. And if it's okay with you, if I can just maybe like check back a few times, see how things are going.
Sure.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Jamie.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.